Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
All right, let me bring in the gentleman who, I give him credit for sticking the landing. He put himself out there, and I'm sure Mets fans are having fun with him. He's Sal Licata from SNY in New York and WFAN. He's kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Sal, how are you?
What can we possibly want to discuss on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon?
All right, I'll start because I'm an award-winning interviewer, Sal, and I've thought about how do I want to start this interview. Here's where I'll go. The hell were you thinking?
Let me say it loud and clear for those of us that didn't get it, because I saw some of the comments underneath that video, which I cannot believe that it got that many views. Let me just say this loud and clear. The NL East is over. If I thought the Mets were going to win the division before the year, and then I had that take when the Mets were up 10.5 games on the Braves in year, the Mets got back from the West Coast trip at 5-5, looking good to me. I've seen enough to believe in this Mets team. I believe they're winning the division, and it's nice to see the Braves making it a competitive division at least for a change. But I believe the Mets are winning the division. End of story.
Have you practiced that in the mirror a lot?
No, not once.
Because I feel like, Sal, what I feel like, and I'm just playing amateur psychologist. I feel like when you're a Met, because you have some Met fan and you were in the media, but we have fans in us. Like, I feel like you say stuff if you're a Met fan, like I would for a Falcon fan, where I would try to believe it. So if I
really want it to be true. Yeah, I really want it to be true.
This will be different. This will be with the 7-game lead we blew with 17 left and the 15 other times we told ourselves it was going to be. I feel like you're doing that to say it so you'll believe it. Is that a fair analysis?
That is not accurate. Also, I should know that I am a Falcon fan, so unfortunately, I could relate to that. Ugh. Yeah, so
I ask you why?
I know all about that.
We'll get back to the Mets in a minute. Why?
So, two things. My grandfather used to watch the Braves when the Yankees and the Mets were on like paid subscriptions in the early 90s. And the Braves were a good young team. And then Dion, and I started watching the Braves with him, and Dion at that time was the man. Then I got, you know, one of those starter jackets in school for the Falcons, and I never really looked back. So that's how it started with grandfather watching the Braves and then me loving Dion as a kid.
That's you have Mets and Falcons in you. That's a tough life. How uncomfortable are Met fans? Because they live an uncomfortable existence. So Braves have won 12 in a row ever since you said that. They haven't lost. How uncomfortable is that? What are they, Met country, Met nation, Met sadness? How are they feeling?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who are nervous. And look, I get it. I get the history. I lived it. I understand 2007. I understand the Mets haven't been, you know, good in a while since 2015 or 16 when they made the playoffs. I understand this is a franchise that has made the postseason. Think about this. Even in the 80s, you know, where they won the World Series in 86 and had that great team, they have only twice in their history made back-to-back postseason appearances, 99 and 2000 and 2015 and 16. So I get all that. But you know what? Realistically, that doesn't mean crap today. And here's why I love this team. Mm-hmm. Number one, Buck Showalter. Number two, they have the richest owner in the sport. Things done changed. You saw the guys that they got. Scherzer's out, but he's coming back soon. DeGrom, I'm not going to wait for him to come back because I worry that there's something serious with DeGrom. So until I see it, but they have the two best pitchers in the game yet to be here. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you, I was skeptical of this start. But that series, the road trip series with LA, when they first started that series, they lost the first two games. And I swear to you, I'm thinking, here we go. This is it. It's about to hit now. The Braves are getting hot. The Phillies are getting hot. The Mets are going to get swept in LA. They had David Peterson and Trevor Williams lined up. And they won those two games. After that was all I needed to see to believe in this team this year.
Well, that's the response from me and Matt as two Braves fans in Atlanta. What are you thinking saying that? Is that the response you got from your listeners? Like, what are you thinking? You know too much to say this. Like, same response, just from a different standpoint.
Well, if you listen to the clip, I even said, I know that you're not going to want to hear this. I don't want to hear about the jinx. I don't care about that stuff. I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. It's the Mets' turn. By the way, I will say, I'm excited that I'm excited. Well, you know what? You don't think it is?
I like how you're. Like,
I called it.
My 9-year-old's like, it's my turn. That's where the Mets are. It's our turn. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Well, you make it. I mean, you guys do know the difference of last year's team and this year's team, right?
Well, I mean, I'm still basking in a championship, so share with me.
Well, right, and have that, by the way, go down after you win a World Series. This shows you Atlanta. They win a World Series, then you let Freddie Freeman walk. I mean, that's an embarrassment.
Well, no, that's
how does that happen?
Licata, you know better. That's not how the story went, right? You know that. I'm not gonna. I don't have to get into.
He left, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he chose to leave, and he gave the Braves an ultimatum, and they went with Matt Olson. Seems like it's okay so far.
I mean, but that is, you know, that to me, that if that ever happened in New York, forget it. That would be a disaster.
Well, but you have
anyway,
to hold on.
I'm happy the Braves.
You have to win a title for that to happen. You got to win a title for that.
Well, I mean, you do realize that New York has the Yankees as well. You remember 96 and 99, right?
I know. I have a long memory, but the sad thing is they haven't won a title since 09, so I'm trying to go by recent history of winning titles.
Yeah, well, I mean, be careful this year. I will just state, just in case the listeners don't know, this is a New York baseball season. The Mets, the best record in the National League.
I know.
The Yankees, the best record in baseball. So we get
Sal,
all
this
that.
Is what's happened in New York, and this is where I mean this sincerely. I used to look at New York and be like, man, what a great sports city. But now you brag on things like best records in June. This is like the Knicks doing this is the Knicks winning a postseason game and celebrating like they won a title. Somewhere along the way in New York, you guys lost your, your chutzpah. You lost something along the way. You celebrate this stuff now.
Well, the Knicks have been an embarrassment. No, this is not celebrating. This is looking ahead. It's a new time here. The Yankees are always in the postseason. You don't need me to tell you that. So while they haven't won a World Series since 2000, yeah, they're always
what does that
in
mean?
The postseason.
The Braves are always in the postseason. Who cares?
They are?
I'm sorry. You want to start going back and doing the math on postseason appearances?
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could.
Well, I'll take your side, all right, in the Freddie Freeman thing, because after the Mets won their most recent title, Danny Heap, he was off the roster the next year. I mean, it's the same sort of thing. So you go back to the Mets' last title in 86, so there you go.
Hey, if you want to compare Freddie Freeman to Danny Heap, God bless you. I'm familiar with Danny Heap, and I love that 86 team. And you guys talking big and tough like the Braves. I mean, the Braves in the 90s, they should have had how many? 3, 4? They won one measly World Series in 1995. You're going to pound your chest on that? By the way, did they sell out the World Series games in Atlanta?
Oh, God. Oh, Licata, you don't want to do that because Yankee Stadium has been half empty for playoff games for the last 5 years. Don't go there. You know better.
Never.
How about those seats?
There is never.
You want me to do screenshots, Sal? You don't want that.
Never.
Okay.
There is no way
you don't want screenshots.
New York baseball playoff ever. Anyway, let's get back to the point at hand here. You guys, I think you're misunderstanding. For some reason, you took offense for me saying the division
is over.
I took
no offense. I laughed at you.
Well, that's great. You could, but guess what? The Braves won 12 straight. Where are they at in the division right now?
5 back, and everybody's quaking up in New York. Quaking.
They won 12 straight, and they're still 5 back. Think about that. The Mets haven't even gotten hot yet.
So
what's going to happen when DeGrom and Scherzer come back? Then what?
They'll leave after being in for a start. Listen, hey, you and I both know how this stuff ends. You lived it, so have I. You know, Mets, Braves, you know how the story ends. And again, I applaud you for trying to convince yourself, and that's a nice thing. I would do the same.
I'm not worried about the Braves. I respect the Braves. They had a great year last year, and I respect them this year. And I will say, and I've said this, the Mets have to go through Atlanta. They have not beaten them.
That's
They played 4 games this year.
You're right.
And they split it. That's fine.
You're right.
So they got 15 games left. They got plenty of games left.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to it because when was the last time both these teams were good together? The Mets haven't been very good
at
all in recent years. You're going back to 2000 when the Mets were good in 15 and 16. Uh-huh. The Braves weren't there. It was more the Nationals were the team to beat.
Right.
You do realize that I don't know if you've made statements like this before and had it play out the wrong way, but if the lead gets blown and they lose it the last weekend of the season and your callers can't get enough of it, this is one of those things that's going to live for years, and it's going to be a good thing for you.
Well, I'm not worried about that. See, that's the other thing. I did not, truth be told, one of the producers for the baseball show that morning said, hey, are you comfortable with declaring the NL East over? And I was like, yeah, I mean, who doesn't think it's over at this point? Now, remember, go back to that. I know that things have changed.
Well, no one in May.
It's May.
No, but the Braves, if you've watched the Mets, you know that the Mets are legit.
Uh-huh.
And if you know the Braves weren't over, nobody was even over 500. A 10.5 game lead, that is absurd to pull away that early.
I don't know that Brandon Nimmo is legit. I just don't. I have to, you know.
Well, do you watch him?
I do. I'm just saying. Listen,
no, you don't. If you want, how do you that? Well, I mean, look, you.
I'm not letting this deteriorate to Brandon Nimmo. I like my show too much. But what I will say is, I respect your ability to put it out there, Sal. And I said this to the audience yesterday, and we're going to talk about it. I don't even care about winning the division. Just it's more fun to beat the Mets. Like putting up that red flag, which is a championship last year. If the Braves won another division title this year, awesome, great, added to the bunch. Like that, I know for the Mets, that'll be a very big deal to get that division championship. For the Braves, it's just like another one added to the collection.
Correct, and that's why I'm so curious why people care about them. Why do you guys hate the Mets so much?
Oh, it's not hate. It's sadness. I feel sad for you. I mean this sincerely. Why? Sal, you think I'm kidding? I don't know what happened to New York City. New York City used to boast about championships, and everything else was, we got to work harder. Now I'm watching Knicks fans celebrate one win in the playoffs. I'm watching Met fans brag on May baseball. I'm watching Yankee fans tell me about the best record in June. It's like, what happened? The Jets and Giants have nothing to brag about anymore. I don't know what happened.
Right. However, you're coming at it from an Atlanta perspective, and you guys know, I don't need to tell you this, you can't talk trash, period, in that town when it comes to sports.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just won a championship. I'm pretty sure I can talk whatever trash I want.
Well, that's great. The Braves finally won one.
It's
about freaking time. But you're bringing up basketball. Now, I haven't talked about the Knicks because the Knicks have been horrible for decades.
Of course they have.
So you want to see, you're getting on me for celebrating the Mets and Yankees being off to a great start. You're taking bows for a first-round playoff series last year with the Hawks and
Knicks. Well, no. See,
the Knicks are a joke.
Sal, that was an Eastern Conference Finals appearance. I know you don't remember seeing a team make a run like that.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about the first round.
Listen, Sal, I'm not coming at you. I'm just saying I don't know what happened to the Sal Licatas of the world in New York. How old are you?
I am 42.
Okay, so you, maybe it's a different generation, but the generation before you used to brag on championships, and now you're bragging on this stuff. I don't know.
Two things. I can't speak to anybody else. I don't brag on anything. That's what I'm saying. You're hearing the wrong thing here. I'm not bragging on it. Nobody in New York City or Atlanta has ripped the New York Mets over the last 10 years more than I have since being on the air. Nobody.
Say it in third person.
Which is why when I say something, it should hold some water. Now, I get that you guys don't hear me or listen to me or watch me often. You see that clip and you think, here's this loudmouth clown in New York bragging. That's not what's going on here. If you paid attention, you would know that I've gotten crap from Mets fans for being too hard on the team for years. My own network saying the same thing. This is different. This team is actually for a change, legit. Now, it's going to take time to see it. I get it. You guys in Atlanta don't believe it. You'll see. You'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. I like your tone. I like your volume. And as I said in the clip, you stuck the landing. Sal, we appreciate you.
Are we over Matt Ryan yet? Because my heart is still broken.
It's on the Falcons for being a dumpster fire for screwing the thing up the way they did going after Deshaun.
Yeah, blessings to him.
Like I said to you, Sal, I compare the Falcons to the Mets a lot. They're both lost organizations who have these rich owners, and they just never can seem to consistently get stuff right. So it's we have some simpatico there. We'll end it that way. How's that?
Let's go, Colts.
See you, buddy.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.